Was that challenging then? Because you're kind of probing two sides of the coin at once, hiding as well as revealing. And the idea of scale as well, right? So when you're looking at this, the urban scale, it's more, is it more about hiding? And when it comes to, say, the personal scale, it's more about revealing.
I think we were mostly thinking about hiding really when we were designing the object and imagining what kind of object the camouflage could go onto and how that object could be used. We thought about what you could want to hide with a kind of a green camouflage for a city that would blend, but also why and where and when. Was it like a picnic that you wanted to hide, or electrical boxes on sidewalks? So I guess, well, I think hiding was perhaps a bit more present. But then we realized that this we did this piece of clothing that could be used as a shelter or as a tapestry, and in itself, we were faced with the issue of having to display it. And in a display in a gallery. And so all of a sudden that project turned kind of inside out, and we
Well, we've been learning a lot from our conversations, I think, with thinking about this that hiding is a form of drawing attention to something, right? And so this inverse tension that is created, that you have to be deep into the notion of the hiding in order to produce the work in the way that it is this mimicry camouflage, but that taking it out of context is to reveal something about the city in a way. I think that's a really interesting relationship there.
Slowly there's more and more levels of, let's say, sort of representation, right? Like each one refers to the precedence that, and I think becomes kind of more distance from the initial subject. But just a quick thing about hiding, I think that sounds right. Like we thought about the sort of what the hiding process reveals, but in a way, just the hiding is the technical challenge. That's the part that can fail. And I think that's what I think for us also made the project interesting, is that it can actually not work, and you have to test it, and you take pictures, and then it could just not hide. It could not work. And we had some pretty tough critiques from the camouflage designers. We sort of exchanged early versions, and they told us this doesn't work because of that. This sleeve is clearly too big, blah blah blah. So just the hiding does a certain amount of revealing, but it's really the hiding that's kind of, that's the job. That's where what you put hours in for a project like this.